Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's all fun and games until little Susie gets knocked up at the Cub Scout Jamboree.
Oh, no.
It's just a whole... It's the truth.
Well,
what is it, the Boy Scout Jamboree? I apologize.
Oh, well, yeah, you technically
Now it's going to be what, the Scout Jamboree? Let me rephrase it. It's all fun and games until little Susie gets knocked up at the Scout Jamboree.
We'll tell you that story coming next. It's 102.3 WBAB. Things are changing. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP.
But hey, we're all equal, right?
One hundred 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:23.
So now
this morning, 64 today.
Help me understand this. The Cub Scouts are now going to be open to girls.
Right, Cub Scouts. Right.
And as far as the Boy Scouts go, girls will have the same kind of syllabus.
The girls, they will have the same path to rise to the rank of Eagle Scout.
Right.
They're saying a program.
So it'll all be equal, but they won't have them together in the same, like, groups.
They won't be in the same dens.
They won't be in the same
Mothers and dens, whatever.
Right.
There'll still be boy dens and girl dens.
But that's only for Cub Scouts.
Correct. Another program scheduled to begin in 2019 will allow older girls the opportunity to earn the Eagle Scout rank.
So then how are they bringing the boys, the Cub Scouts and the girls and the brown? I don't understand.
Let's see. So the dens will be segregated by gender. Existing packs.
For now.
So that's all the dens together as a pack.
Right.
May choose to establish new separate packs for girls. May choose to.
Or may not.
Or opt for a co-ed pack. Or remain an all-boy pack. Ooh, that could get sticky.
Not going
to
happen.
What if they decide to remain an all-boy pack?
Yeah.
Now they get in trouble.
Then it depends on how hard people want to yell, man. I'm telling you, why can't boys be boys and girls be girls for a while?
There is something to be said for when boys can just hang out with boys and girls can just hang out with girls.
Right.
I mean, they're mixed on the bus. They're mixed in school. They're mixed in a lot of places.
Right.
It's not a bad thing to have.
Girls need a place where they can just be girls. Boys need a place where they can just be boys. As far as the curriculum goes and girls being able to rise to the rank of Eagle Scout, I'm cool with that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But why they gotta mess with everything? Everything. So now is somebody's son gonna have to sell cookies? How does this whole thing
Maybe.
Work?
Won't that be something?
Because this is like, it's bad enough we get bombarded. Everybody with a little girl comes in selling cookies. You gotta buy 45 boxes of cookies you don't even eat just to make people happy. Now if the son starts selling cookies too, we gotta deal with it?
I guess the question is, now will the Girl Scouts of America allow boys to come into that program and have... scout, whatever they call them, their dens, with boys mixed in or separate.
Well, I'm sure at some point they're going to be like, everybody's just going to get together and it's just going to be the scouts.
I would think, but they aren't doing that yet.
Which, to be honest with you, whatever, you know, but I'm telling you, those camping trips are going to get real interesting. You know what I'm saying?
A little more difficult.
Yeah, where's Johnny? Where's Susie? Uh-oh.
Found him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're stuck together.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's trying to free her. She was jammed up.
She's tied up in boating knots.
Yeah, right, yeah. Let me see if I can help me with these knots.
Susie, let me try the slip knot on your wrist.
Yeah, okay.
Here's a double hexagonal knot on your ankles. Whatever it's called. By the way, the Boy Scout chairman had to throw out something. He goes, I've seen nothing that develops leadership skills and discipline like this organization. It's time to make these outstanding leadership programs available to girls.
Right.
So, like, look, the Boy Scouts rock. We got to let the girls have a little of this because this is way better than the Girl Scouts.
Is that the way you took it?
Absolutely.
And the Girl Scouts shot back. They said that the Boy Scouts should focus on the 90% of boys who aren't Boy Scouts instead of trying to recruit girls.
See, there's a little war of the words going on here.
So wait a second. The Girl Scouts aren't even down with this?
No, they're not happy at all about it.
Well.
So then why are they doing it? Stop that music for a second, Brett. Why are they doing it?
Boy Scouts are, and the Cub Scouts are allowing girls in. Maybe they've had a lot of requests for it, and now they're a changing organization.
So this isn't them all coming together as one? This is
apparently
like...
not.
No, the Girl Scouts are unhappy.
Is this the Boy Scouts being pissed, being upset that their enrollment is low, so they're just trying to take anybody who's interested? Is that what this is?
That's what the Girl Scouts claim it's about, yeah.
Or is it,
this is about low enrollment?
Or is it more about them being criticized because they don't let girls into the Boy Scouts, so now they are? I don't know. I don't know where it started.
But he's saying that the Girl Scouts don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
I don't.
It's going to be a war between the green and the brown.
Well, it all started first with, you know, the gay and transgender thing. You know,
right.
And the Boy Scouts didn't want to give up their government-funded
so they
had to include them.
Right.
So this is like just the next step, I guess,
down that path. How about the Girl Scouts?
So
I
now the Girl
they're
Scouts,
including gay and transgender in there.
But
so
the Girl Scouts are probably afraid now that they're going to get pillaged and plundered by the Boy Scouts because if they offer more services or...
that won't happen, though. Girls want to hang out in the Girl Scouts with other girls. They don't want to hang with the boys.
Man,
That's part of what goes on when you're seven and eight.
I don't know about that, bro.
We'll see.
I don't know. It's much easier for a parent to drop both kids, little Johnny and little Susie, off at one scout meeting than it is to have one on one side of town and one on the other side of town.
But Susie says to Mary, you want to join the Cub Scouts with me? With the boys? 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 6:33. We were just talking about the statement released yesterday by the Boy Scouts, where they, Boy Scouts of America, will admit girls, letting them become Cub Scouts and move up to the rank of Eagle Scout eventually as well. So change is coming, the Boy Scouts of America. Good morning, BAB. You got a question, guy? What's going on?
You know, the Boy Scouts are letting the girls in and the transgenders and everything under the sun, right? Do you think the Girl Scouts are going to let little Billy that doesn't think he's a boy anymore be with the Girl Scout?
I don't think they're going to have a choice.
Right.
I hear that, but that's got to be the next step to come.
I would think so.
You know what? I don't want to leave my house anymore.
It's too complicated.
I feel like everything will just stay status quo if I just don't leave the house.
You know, the clouds are out today. I'm really offended by that.
Take care.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a change that's coming. Boy Scouts, I guess, have talked about it, voted on it, and that's what they're going to do. And I don't see how the Girl Scouts wouldn't make some sort of organizational shift. But it's just, I don't think we're hearing about it yet. I think we'll hear about it eventually.
You know what it is? They're probably trying to keep this thing separate. Like, the people who run the organizations are probably trying to keep the whole thing separate because there's money to be made. If they all come together, they merge together, there's probably not as much money to be made. You know what I'm saying? Or there'll be more people with their hands in the till.
Mm. We'll see how they change. 6:34.
You're not going to need two CEOs.
Right.
You'll need one. So somebody's probably going to lose $500,000 a year.
How would you like to buy some Boy Scout cookies? Hey, it doesn't sound the same. It's not exactly the same if they merge.
The Boy Scout jerky.
Right. That's pretty good. Might have to try it. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 6:38. Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Kind of starting to meld as the Boy Scouts accept girls for the Cub Scout level and also provide a program to have them go up and be able to achieve Eagle Scout. As Ted reported moments ago, Girl Scouts of America probably not so thrilled with this whole thing. In fact, they've had a quote sounding like they're exactly not thrilled with this. Well, we have a guy on the line who wants to, I think, straighten you out, JP. I don't know why, about what you might have said about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and camping and stuff. Good morning, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Tell JP to grow up. There's freaking female scouts, not scouts, there's scout leaders that are female, moms, siblings, they all come camping with us all the time, man.
Would you stop? Give me a freaking break.
That was a joke.
Please? If you put boys and girls in the woods and you don't think somebody's going to sneak off to make out, you're freaking delusional.
No, listen to me. And the Boy Scouts are very conscious of all the stuff that they need to do. Just to go on these trips, you have to sit through computer courses and other stuff. It's almost
It still doesn't stop boys and girls from making out.
I think, honestly, though, there are moms that become female leaders.
Of course
they
there
have
are.
To bring siblings along. It's just a changing of the culture and the times. There's people where they want to have scouts, and there's nobody else that's going to do it but a female. You know, there's certain situations.
I just got finished saying that I think it's cool that the girls will have that same path to Eagle Scout because I know that carries a lot of clout. But I'm telling you now, if you put Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts in the woods at the same time, you're going to have kids sneaking off, making out, and doing whatever. That's human nature. You can't stop that.
It's the world, my friend. It's the world, then. Yeah.
I know it is, but don't tell me I got to grow up. I'm right.
All right, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 6:45, morning rain, then a high of 64.
Real quick, I know we're running late, we got to go to Ted, but this whole thing with the scouts, if you think it's not about a money grab, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, I thought they were doing this together. I thought
Boys
this,
and Girl Scouts
I thought this
together?
Was a coming together of the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts of America, kind of merged. Like
you have, very the, you have the organizations.
Like you had the the option to be like in one or the other, or they can come together. That's what I thought was happening.
No.
I didn't realize that this was about the Boy Scouts trying to pad their numbers and about money. That's what I didn't think it was that. I thought they were coming together. Not the Boy Scouts enrollment is down, so they're trying to get as many bodies in there as possible and sell cookies or do whatever fundraising they do to start making money. I didn't know it was that.
I don't know if it's all that.
It's got to be.
The Boy Scouts have gotten hammered for the last bunch of years over their policies and not. And the girl, I don't know if the Girl Scouts have. I don't remember any news about that. But so they're changing. But how about this? The boys kind of they got hanging out. They're being Boy Scouts now. Girls are coming in.
Right.
There's gonna be some kids who are gonna be like, it's not the same anymore. And they quit. So I don't know if it's gonna help the numbers, help their fundraising, or dilute it and make the Boy Scouts not as profitable as whatever they are now.
It's a business thing. It's not about the kids. This decision is not about the kids. This decision is a business decision.
Well, we'll see if that's true.
I'm rarely wrong, Rush.
6:46. Will the Boy Scouts become a bigger business with girls in
it? Not when it comes to smelling.
I don't know.
Not when it comes to smelling out a scam. I'm very rarely wrong.
So then the girls scouts should be admitting boys any minute. Is that what you're thinking?
If their enrollment is low, if they're losing, you know what I'm saying. If they're losing people.
Well, we'll see. 6:47. Coming up in just a few minutes, your first clues for Dead Guy in the Envelope, and then at 7:30 this morning, comedian Chris Monty hanging out with us right now. Ted.
Right now, Sunrise Highway West.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.